Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We do on Wednesdays what we call alternate readings. We bounce between Blog Talk Radio and our very own Facebook folks. So we'll be doing that throughout the show. I want to remind everybody these readings are conducted using ordinary playing cards. So it's important for the distinction to make that they're not tarot readings. Not oracle readings, although Jim is going to give an oracle card reading at the end of the reading I did for you, okay? And not any systems that are out there, all right? So it's important to bear that in mind. Also, I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers. That's standard. It's what I use in my private sessions. Of course, the big difference is privately you'll get a lot more layouts as we're talking and discussing your options and, analyzing the perceptions that come through in your cards. So just bear that in mind that these are only samples, but we try to give you as much as we can. With that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Yep. And we'd also like to remind you that if you are joining us tonight and you are international, you have to let us know.
Have to.
Because we'll give you live international shout-outs no matter what platform you are on. And we'll start out right now with Rachel in Australia on the other side of the world. International shout-out to Rachel. And then shout outs or call in, either way we'll give them live international shout outs. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement's true. I checked it out, everything's good. If you hear silence, that's bad. There's no silence on this show, so if you hear silence for a little while, you got to hang up, call back, something just didn't go right. Facebookers, if you get any gaps, we will turn to you. Done it in the past, but I will tell you, actually, there are no gaps. It's alternate one, so we will be turning to you after every phone call. So there are you will be getting reading chances, opportunities tonight. So you just have to wait to be officially announced it and give instructions. We'll always start off with the phones first. International shout out to Terry Sue over in England, the land of the Ings. International shout out. All right, anyway, so that's the deal. Phone call, Facebook. That's going to be the routine tonight. When you folks hear that, if you can hear that on Facebook, probably not. That is the sound of harps, and we kind of think those will be playing harps. So, but when you hear that, please just let your reading come to an end, please. That we can take more books. But, I can't. Every time I go to the menu come up, it flips because somebody typed there. I got it. All right, but anyway, so when you hear the harps, let your reading end. That's the big deal. That's a big deal for other people because you get more people in that way per the show, our radio show. But I will give you a angel card on the way out the door for you. And tonight's deck is the Healing Angel cards. They're pretty good deck. The message is always nice, supportive, and it's not super wordy, which is a big plus. Because a lot of times somebody reads you a lot of stuff, you kind of don't even remember. What the heck, they just read me? I don't even know what they said. So I'm finishing off a scammer here. Blocked them in different ways, and now I'm reporting them for harassment and bullying. So that'll,
all right,
that'll make their evening not very happy.
I have a little something to share.
I'm not done. Their Tootsie Pop roll. Today is National Chocolate Soufflé Day.
Never had one. Never had any kind of soufflé.
National Pancake Day. You've had those.
Oh, I'll go with that. Yeah.
Indeed. Also, what else did I see? It's interesting. It is Pink Shirt Day in Canada. Apparently that's some kind of symbol of standing up to bullying.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, that's what it says here. Pink Shirt Day, Canada. And National Essay Day. Nobody likes those. So. All right, folks. Let me see here. Let me double check and make sure I got everything I need to speak about. All right. Then you shall go ahead, Deb.
Yes, I wanted to share with you all another very intense story regarding the validity of this method. Okay, some time ago, I gave a reading in a private session with a young lady I am well acquainted with through my work, who has a young daughter. She's probably 3 now. Anyway, at the time, I believe she was 2. And she was having occasional visitation with her father. And this young mother was concerned. She said, is my daughter safe when she's out there with her dad? Well, I looked at the cards and I told her, I said, you know, I really think you should be careful with this visitation. There was nothing on paper. They had no documents. And I said, because I feel that this father is going to have a severe, really bad car accident. And I am fearful for your daughter being with him when this occurs. Well, very soon after, she ended those. She said to him, you want to come and visit her, you can come to the house, but I don't want her leaving the house with you. Not very long ago, I received a text from her, and she informed me that the father of her daughter had been killed in a car accident. So it was fortuitous of her to eliminate those, because the car accident appeared so imminent and there was death connected to it. She's right. I've got to the house to see the baby because, you know, things happen. And anyway, that father is now deceased, but her little girl is safe and sound. So just thought I would share that with you. Excuse me. And yes, Kiki, I hear you have a birthday.
Where does it say that? I didn't.
Rachel put it in.
I see she said that, but I didn't see Kiki saying that. But okay. I don't know who Kiki is.
Kiki is a friend out.
So.
Yes, Virgil, please go ahead. Virgil's here. Yeehaw, Virgil.
International shout out to Sophia,
in
Sweden, and international shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Yes, and wasn't there some, and where's Kiki from?
I don't know. Gotta tell us, folks. If you're international, if you're not international, don't worry about it. It's all right.
Well, it's still nice to know where they're coming to it from.
I'm not gonna memorize everybody's location.
So
if you come here a lot, it'll get ingrained in my memory.
Well, Sophia, we're gonna have to hit you up with a reading too.
Fourth is a Monday, I believe. So she can call in on the Monday show. Well, she can't call in, but yeah.
Who? Oh.
I think
yeah.
Fourth is Monday, I believe. I believe. I can fly.
Let's get
in here, Deb.
Virgil said, would you mind me sharing my thoughts?
He's in Florida. Deb, that's usually not worth the pause.
You don't think he's going to share?
Typically,
his thoughts
are like about cockroaches and panties. So, I mean.
Oh. Look, a friend of yours.
I'm just saying, but I'm not going to pause the show for those thoughts of myself either. So I'm just saying.
I believe we have somebody from the UK.
We have our first caller is National Country Code 44. Welcome to the show. Is this our friend Deep?
Hello.
Yes.
International shout out to Deep in England. Deep, deep, deep. Yay, welcome.
Hi, Deep. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Deborah?
Yes. So please let me know what's on your mind, what brings you to the show this evening.
I have a quick question. It's regarding a work situation. So there's a person called Jesus, although he doesn't pronounce his name that way. I don't directly report to him, but he's a senior person in the program, and he's a bit of a character.
Yeah.
So he tries to offload his work onto me. And I have been resisting it. Part of my role is to QA or to check the work that his team is doing. And he resists any feedback that I give him. So the question I wanted to ask, or rather understand, is would he be able to adversely impact my reputation or harm my status situation at the client site? Do I need to be worried about it? Can I?
Good question.
You got the gist of it.
Well, is this man's name Jesus? It's spelled like
yes,
Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah, it's Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And it's I think he said it's a person that is like senior to him, but it's a direct report. And he does kind of like an odd thing on their work and provides feedback. But this guy's got some issues, and he wants to know if this guy is going to maybe try to harm his reputation or his work standing. Right?
Did Jim get that right?
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I just want to make sure. Yep. Great. Oh, Sophia's got a low battery alarm. It's going to charge it up and come back.
All right, Hans. We'll be here.
We hear you. You don't just plug it in and charge on the fly. I mean, it won't really charge if you're
on it.
But it will dwindle slower. Maybe she might have one of those super fast charger things. That's why she's, you know, the bam chargers. She might be doing that. Bam.
I'm laying out your cards, hon. I'll be with you shortly.
She is indeed laying the cards down. I can attest to that. I am here visually to watch. As the papers can see it, too. Watching the live stream. How are things other than that? Everything else going pretty okay in your life?
Everything else is good, yes. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Good, good. And physically,
yeah.
I know you were having some physical ailment concerns. Those haven't really changed or anything for the worse, I mean?
Yeah, I did go to the GP. I was referred to two different consultants, some blood tests and some other tests. So,
that's good.
Yeah,
good to get the test done. It's to eliminate things.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you folks know, as far as I understand, you have free, if you can even use that word, free medical care.
It's not free. It's not free.
Somebody's paying for it.
They are. They're paying. They have taxes. You know, they're paying for it. It doesn't just materialize out of midair. You know.
I have to tell you, though, I did some research because it is on my agenda that I am going to visit the UK as soon as possible. And I found that a lot of insurance that we use here medically in the U.S. does not convert. And they recommend getting private medical insurance. And I looked at that thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be incredibly expensive. I was very surprised, very, that it is not. So I used the parameters of a 12-day trip. And surprisingly, there was something called Patriot Insurance, I think, and it had up to a 300,000, coverage. Coverage and very small copay. I was amazed to find it was about $300. So that is very good to use over there. I can understand they got their own medical. They don't want to.
Well, no, we wouldn't. And that's two-way street, too. A lot of people that come from other countries here, they're whatever they bring with them insurance-wise or not, their lack thereof doesn't necessarily most places over here aren't going to take something like that, that they're not familiar with. All right, anyway, back to the reading.
Okay, for you, here's what I got for you, hon. He is a problematic guy, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, I do get a couple of him. Now, you said, did I hear you correctly when you said, or if you said, that he pushes more work? Or is that what it was?
He did say that he does dump work, even though he's not a direct report, which is not really right.
He writes, what are the analyses or audits you?
No, it's deep. Kind of reviews their work and gives feedback to them. He reviews their work and gives feedback.
Okay, but this is somewhat of a superior to you.
It is somebody senior to him, just not a direct report.
I think
that's right.
He really likes your work ethic. And I think he's also checking you out to see how much of a quote-unquote company man you are. Because some people might say, well, you know, that's really not in my job description or something like that. But I do not get that he's taking advantage of you. He's not using you. He is actually quite impressed with you. Now, that may seem odd to you, but remember, these cards can, like, well, they can mentally spy on people. So you know a lot of what they're thinking. And that's what I get. And you, I'll tell you what, have more confidence in yourself. If you don't feel it genuinely, fake it, because you are considered to be one of the best workers and you're going places. Definitely what I see here in your cards. You don't expect it, but I'm not going to say necessarily that it's a lateral move where Jim, like you have explained, when they move you to another department.
Or whatever, you can move.
But there's no real raise.
Not a raise, but it's also not, step down either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lateral. The bigger the company, the more options there are to do lateral moves.
So, also, I just feel like he is a character, like you said. He doesn't realize that he comes off badly. You know, some people think they're real jokers. Go ahead, hon.
No, I was just saying he's really annoying and he talks so much.
Oh, he is? What, is he wasting your time?
Everybody's time.
Yeah. I would recommend you find a very nice, polite way to say, well, Jesus, I must get to my work now. Or, you know, he says he talks to
so me. His concern was, do you see him doing any kind of workplace reputation damaging or his standing at his work? No, you don't see this guy causing any of that?
I want to tell you, though, he's got a lot of troubles at home. He's going through possibly a breakup or he's got to move. Something happening around the home front for him. And a lot of that is agitation is coming to work with him. And so if he's seems kind of offish. That's where it's originating.
And maybe since he's a jackwad, he probably can't keep a relationship very long, too.
Yeah, I would think he's not good in private relationships.
Yeah. He might be like he is in with his family and relationship folks the way he is at work, a jackwad. No, those are my words, not Deep's. Those are my words.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to ruin you. Don't give him an ammunition. No.
Yeah, don't engage in any
no
verbal tussles or anything like that. Like I said, he's not a direct report, so he can't. And I understand the senior thing, but they aren't supposed to push that senior thing too much. They need to go through to your direct report. Like if you have an immediate boss and he wants you to do stuff, he needs to go to that guy and not just go directly to you. That's not the proper way to start trying to hand shit off to you without going to your boss. That is not proper.
So be Switzerland. Let's say he were to try to bait you and say, so hey there, Deep, what do you think about King Charles? And now he's got prostate trouble and you think he's going to be with us very long? I'm just saying, if he were to pick something that is politically what would you call that? Like, whatever. I'm just saying, don't answer. Just be very blasé about it and just say, you know, I don't really have an opinion. Because if you give him something, then yes, he could use that behind your back.
Yeah.
Okay, well, also your son is here. He's present. He is very much at the present time turned away from you. And it causes me to wonder if his mother is influencing his feelings towards you, which is very inappropriate. Over here, it's called parental alienation, and you can end up going to court for that. I don't know if you have that stuff over there. But just be aware that you keep good talk with him. Keep the lines of communication open. He frustrates you. I understand that.
Sorry about that.
But he's in a very fragile place right now. This happened with my late husband. He had a son that refused to even it was just terrible. And it all originated from the mother's toxicity after divorce. And I kept saying, Daryl, hang in there. Let that boy know you love him. And this kid, the boy, was playing those card games that preceded video games, role-playing stuff. And Daryl would go over there. And I'd say, make sure you put some money in his
Was that like Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And he said, well, the boy won't talk to me. I said, he doesn't know you. But just show him that you are not scary as a father and blah, blah, blah. It all worked out. So for you, I feel the same, but he's going to have to get a little older yet. Okay? I think you have great cards. I don't see Jesus, causing you any kind of...
Any workplace reputation imaging or standing issues at
no,
all. She does not see that.
But his humor is off. He doesn't... I think he enjoys offending people, to tell you the truth.
All right, real quick.
Okay.
Here is your healing angel card, Deep. Subject is trust. All will work out well. We, your angels, are here to nurture, protect, and heal you. Trust in the healing power of our love. We love you more than you will ever know. So you got that going for you. Your old healing.
Thank you.
Well, really appreciate you holding and patiently waiting to be calling our own. That is awesome.
The more you call, the more connected I am to you and your cards.
Yeah, we actually start remembering things. Like I asked about his health and stuff like that. We actually start developing a little rapport.
Yeah,
so, yes.
That's right. And I
and
also
it's good for both parties.
To folks, I do keep my reading fees very low because I'd rather have you come back again and again instead of, breaking your bank account, which I've never felt was morally right. Just because you might have some insight to share with others doesn't mean that, you have to financially destroy these people. So that's what I wanted to mention is the fact that he keeps coming back really means a lot to me. So there you have it.
There you go. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Now I'm scrolling back. Okay.
Yeah, can we?
Well, thank you. Virgil, I'm going to have to take time to really go through this, and it's fine. I can take criticism, definitely. After all, I was for the newspaper for a long time and took between the readers and the editorial staff I worked under, you have to learn to let people, share their insights with you. And I'm surprised you're shocked because we've been through this before. But I'm going to read all of this as soon as I can. Right now, I think we have to.
Right now, guess what?
What?
I'll tell you what. It's the Facebook. It's Alternate Wednesday. It's Facebooker's term. The messenger, Facebook messenger, Deborah Lee.
Yeah, and
you have to be friends with Deborah
so
Lee.
You can call up so we can all hear your fabulous voice.
There we go. Now I can finish. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee. And if you are not, if you're fairly new or new, you can do a friend request because she types in here and you can just click it and make a friend request and just let us know. But otherwise, we're going to take the first Facebook Messenger call. But it won't be the last. Don't worry. It won't be the last. It's alternate Wednesday. We'll wait a couple minutes because there's a little delay time here before we go back to the phone.
I'm trying to lower the volume.
Yeah. Relax. Relax. Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee. Deborah Lee. Like I say, if you scroll up, you could do a search, but you'll hit a bunch, and then you have to, like, pick out a couple pictures that look like her and do a friend request, or I think she has.
Yeah, we got to figure out how to get those off.
Well, it's a free software, Deb. They're not eager to help, so.
Kiki, you can call me in. Call in if you are a friend.
If you're not a friend, do a friend request.
I think she is a friend because she messaged me today.
Okay. Well, then
said it was her birthday.
Well, if she did that, then, of course, then she, yeah, you have your settings. You're not going to get messages.
Nobody's going to see
wait a minute.
The screen.
Who did she messenger? Psychic Love Doctor or Deborah Lee?
Deborah Lee.
Oh, all right. Well.
Yeah, nobody. I keep the screen turned toward us.
About another 60 seconds, and then we'll go back to the phones. And then but we'll be back to this. So if you did miss the opportunity, folks, we're coming back after the next phone call.
Yes, indeed.
Do not fret none. Ready for the phone, getting ready to make that switch, and I'm going to get ready to copy and paste my already typed announcement.
It is so warm here.
Not for long.
Yeah, we've been in the 70s.
We're making a
40
degree, we're going to make a 40 degree switch in one night. We're
going
to go from,
we're
going from mid 70s today to the mid 30s tonight, 40 degree drop in less than 12 hours. Dun, dun, dun.
And they're saying the weather's going to be wicked.
Well, it's just a few hours.
Wind, storms.
Well, the wind's fading out, but we're going to get a little rain coming through, a little, nothing major.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. The way is shut.
Well, Kiki, we will still.
We're going to take the phones back. We'll be back. Relax. No messenger now, folks. I put that in there right now because we are going to go to the phone lines, 857. That is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Welcome, 857.
Hello there. Glad to have you with us.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi. This is Lisa. How are you?
We're doing really well. Enjoying the summer weather, which we know is just a tease. And how are
yes.
you?
I'm well. I'm are well. You? It's actually 58 degrees.
Yeah, boy, are we going to be in trouble? It's
oh,
a big
know.
One, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So have I had you on the show before?
It's been many, 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 many years.
Wow. Okay.
All right, but you're not new, though.
Yeah, you're still not new.
Many years. Interesting. Well, that makes us all very old.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know.
It is.
Yes.
It is. My question is in regards to, I just want to know if a coworker is attracted to me.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that's,
and
that's
his,
good.
The right
and,
place.
That is the right place. Any other
and
info?
His name,
yes.
His name is James.
James. That's a good, solid name. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go then. Well, that's good info.
All right. Well, I'm going to lay out your cards now, Jim. Is dead air.
Is this somebody? Is either one of you new? You haven't been around each other much.
Oh, I think we've been around each other for about maybe 3 years.
That's not new.
Do you get?
Are you feeling? Are you feeling that something has changed a little bit?
I don't know. He's very stoic.
Very stoic.
Stoic.
Ah, okay.
Oh, well, with them, still waters run deep.
Could, yeah, well, and you know, that it's, some people are like that. They just kind of don't, they do the opposite of letting their, what are they, their feelings on their sleeve type thing. Sometimes they say, you know what, you got to have a need, no, feel, so they'll be like that. Which is why she's asking, because it doesn't mean he doesn't have feelings. He just doesn't present them. But the cards, the cards will tell. And down
all
they
right,
go.
Almost there.
So 3 years, that's a long time, actually. Well, yes. I mean, to be with
you know anything
person.
About his private life? Any chance?
I do, a little bit.
Well, he has been, sometime over the last 3 years, he has been really heartbroken over a change. Is that true? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, in his life. He's still not to the end of it. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, he has tremendous feeling. This is a guy that acts like our caller said, very stoic, but inside is just, all sorts of feelings.
Yes.
And I really feel there's potential here. Your best approach might be to start out as you maybe have been, just as friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, because he is going to bolt if you try for anything about, a relation, you know what I mean, romance.
Yes.
But I think the man, he's ripe for picking, really. He's going to need a little more time for healing. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And
oh my gosh, you're so correct. And that's why it's like I give him, I don't invade his space.
Yeah.
If he wants to talk, he can talk, because we talk a lot. But I don't invade his space. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I really think changes are perceived here to be coming, and you are going to be instrumental in that. When somebody has suffered, like a big in their lives, it's like you feel like you have leprosy. People tend to shy away because they don't know what to do or say, but you seem to be in a prime position where he could really open up to you. And I see great potential there, but it could take some time. This is not going to be a quickie, But you know what?
We have a lot in common. I mean, I was even surprised we spent a day outside of work. And we just talked. I mean, we talked.
Yeah.
And that was it. Nothing more than that.
Yeah, if you could get him out of the building, that would be great. Do that. Because
there is something coming up. There is a speaker that we both like a lot. I didn't invite him. I let him know that, hey, he's coming to town. But I didn't ask him. I left it open.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't hurt to ask him.
Yeah, or like she said, maybe now is not the time. But then she kind of did without asking.
Yeah, that's true.
When you tell someone, hey, there's a speaker coming to town, blah, 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 that's called a hint. That is a hint.
It is.
It's a hint. That is a hint.
And you, I see from his perspective, you are a confidant, and he may not have opened up enough yet, but this man trusts you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see good things for the future.
Time keeps on slipping.
Jim's got some, oh my
into
gosh, he's going to flip over this.
Here's your healing angel card subject. It is love. The heart of love is the heart of creation. All is possible through love. All is worthwhile for love. May all you think and feel reflect love's eternal truth.
Wow. That is beautiful.
That's the healing angel card. They're good cards.
So
they are indeed.
I wish you well. I think that you and he are going to become really fast friends in a more personal way. And from friendship can come, so much more. So much more.
Yes. He's a good guy. He really is. He really is a good guy. And for him to even open up to me, I was like, wow. Because he doesn't do that with anybody.
Well, I've got to tell you,
just be one of those baby step things.
There is a past life reference in the cards that I just looked at, and you there's a past life connection between the two of you from some much time before, and now don't think that it carried over into this life. It did not. It's the connection. You were his mother in another lifetime, and he was your child.
Oh, my God.
So it may be feeling that motherly, attachment from the past. So,
a little comfort.
Yeah.
But I don't to me, it's like I don't want to have that motherly, because you don't. You're not sexually attracted to your mother.
No, I don't think Deb said it probably didn't carry over. That's just why there's a little bit of a connection. It's not going to influence your relationship.
Yeah.
It's just that is why there's some kind of a feeling of a connection, she's saying. It's not going to be some kind of incestual weird thing or anything like that.
Okay.
It was a past life connection that she says it didn't roll over. He's not looking for mom. He feels the comfort and the probably a little more relaxed because of that past life connection. That's all.
He is. We're different. We're different in so many ways, and we connect.
There you go.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. And you don't have to wait many, many years to call again. Call again anytime. We do many, many shows.
Yes,
yes, indeed. Welcome back. And we're opening the floor, alternate Wednesday. We're going back to our Facebook Messenger.
Had to leave.
Deborah Lee now.
Her birthday dinner arrived.
She's not the only one here. So there are other folks here. If you desire, remember this moment. I always say this because there's other shows during the week where you're like, well, I want a reading. It's like, you know what? Alternate Wednesday, this is the show. We go to you.
Oh, and to Virgil, no offense taken. None. No, it's fine. You don't like it to be broadcasted, but you're the professional. I'm just working with, feelings and insight. I could be reading cards for killers and not know.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
But so could he. He could be talking to one and not know.
Him?
Yeah.
Virgil?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's pretty well protected.
But he's never spoken to these people.
No, well,
so true. you can only say so much about somebody that you only hear through this conversation. It's almost like secondhand conversations, really. So, hey, the clock's ticking, folks.
Yeah, we all like to draw judgment about other people.
Nobody has spoken to the neighbor. Nobody on this planet.
Besides
Lisa. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, but you can't make any judgment calls if you don't speak to that person is all. They're totally opinions at that point, and opinions aren't worth a dime. You know, as little as a dime is worth nowadays, people in the United States know, opinions are worth less.
And you know something?
You know, why is this an opinion? No, it's not going to buy me any lunch or Taco Bell or anything. My opinion
I have
works
some
yet.
Private clients today.
My opinion means nothing.
Sessions. And one thing that got me is how love is the greatest force in the universe. And great healing can come from that, whether they stay together or not. I don't see him. Yeah. I don't see the man as dangerous in any way.
And danger is relative, too. Danger doesn't have to be physical. Danger can be emotional. But sometimes maybe a little danger actually does a person good, too, sometimes.
Well,
That's not threatening type danger. A little danger outside stepping outside of your comfort zone sometimes actually can be good for you.
One of my ladies asked, why am I only attracted to bad boys? You know, that's true of a lot of us. So, there's answers for that.
All right, Facebookers, remember these moments. The ship is sailing, and we're going back to the phone lines. Speaking of phone lines, 520 is Olisa. She was patiently. She is a very patient woman. She holds a long time.
Well, it's well worth it. Well worth it.
Well,
so
you're
well
darling.
Worth it.
So how did your day go?
Much better. Much better. And
that's
I, you know, uneventful. I'm just doing domestic stuff, which I hate doing, so I rarely get to it. And today I did. It's rainy, and yeah. So.
And
but,
you want
nothing,
to tell us? Or...
Well, let's see. I did have a reading with you, Deb. And so, let's see. Afterwards, did I don't think I talked to him, the neighbor.
After,
I know
okay.
He's feeling ill, and I'm trying to catch up on stuff. I'm here by myself, so things get really behind because I'm running all over, and I had a sink full of dishes I was trying to tackle, and, you know, that kind of cleaning out the refrigerator kind of stuff, all domestic, boring.
Oh, I hate that. Hate that.
I know. I know. Gosh, I really do know.
Life is
hard. I know. And so.
You know, funny though, they say life's a bitch. They don't say life's a bastard or a guy. Life's a female bitch.
They,
well, people have added different stuff.
Then you
to
meet
that.
One. You
people,
marry
yeah,
one
people
have
added
have
a million
one.
Different things to the line after that. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, it's funny how they make it female.
I used to go for Bad Boys, too, just responding to the Facebook crowd. And they make horrible husbands. They really do, Bad Boys. But what attracts, I think, is that element of excitement and danger. So
yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, my dear. What is your question
well,
for us?
My girlfriend, we talked, and she lined up stuff for us for tomorrow, and one is the dance, and then earlier in the day I had spoken to the neighbor and I hadn't mentioned anything but you know about dancing or anything like that. I was just listening to what his schedule is. He's feeling physically ill because of allergies and blah blah blah. Anyway, he said tomorrow he was going to go do some volunteer work, which he's tied to, and through his own choosing. So that's basically it. I mean, it's going to be a busy day tomorrow. I'm really worn out by this stuff. I'm going to have to cut back because this is not my stuff. This is not, you know, I'm helping her because she's got a disability. But I'll start at 8:30 in the morning with her, taking her someplace, and then I come back, and then I do my own thing. And then at 2, we start going out and – and then, yeah, so that's the name of that game. I don't know what the cards pick up as far as, like, tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a very immediate future.
Yeah.
Yeah, very short term.
Days. Yeah.
Or, yeah, we got you, yeah. Well, you know, everybody who's been here for a while knows that. Yeah, ask your question, but Deb will see other things and let them be known to you if she sees them, even if you didn't ask about them, time frame and stuff like that.
Thank you.
It's a beauty of a thing there. So, what has your weather been like down there?
You know, we were in nice weather. We were like in the 60s, 70s, maybe 80. And then now it's rainy and... I'm hearing, I haven't checked it out personally, but I hear the temperature's going to drop a bit. And personal, selfish reasons, I know we need the rain, and I don't like it because then I don't ride my bike. And I love riding my bike. But
where you live, that is not an area known for getting a lot of rain, is it?
We have our season, and, you know, with climate change, but, you know, everybody has their own ideas on what climate change translates to, and I'm not keeping up with the contemporary definition of climate change, what that means, if it's because we're now studying it and recording it, I don't know, but I've seen the weather change since, yeah, over the course of the years, I've seen it change. Like, it used to snow quite a bit here, and now it doesn't snow hardly ever, and that kind of thing. As far as rain goes, I have amnesia every season, so other people are better at saying, oh, last year we had this amount of rain, you know, that's last year it was average, you know, that kind of, I forget every season.
Well, so I feel you're going to say something tomorrow. All right. I feel that you're going to, and she is going to.
She.
Yeah, it's a she.
Oh.
She's going to take.
This is the person she talked about yesterday or whatever. Tammy, was it Tammy?
Take the position.
I don't know.
Of being hurt.
I don't know.
You know,
yeah.
But I feel that it needs to be said.
Yeah.
All right. As standard operating procedure, as we said in the Army, you've got to let people know what your boundaries are. They can't read your mind.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, that would be, but, and I know you'll go about it very tactfully. You're going to really knock the wind out of her sails, but, you know, she can't have everybody. Go ahead.
I told her two different times on two different days come up. And the second time I said, I don't know how to break it down to you any, because she brought it up. And I said, I don't know how to break this down to you to make it any clearer than I have been to you. And then I ran through the list. And so tomorrow I'll just make it as clear as a bell.
Yeah.
Why are bells clear? I guess the sound is perfect,
ring.
I guess. I don't know. I've always wondered about that. Clear as a bell.
Is that word decibel?
I don't think at all.
No. Just wondering.
But I could be wrong. I just don't think there's a connection. But who am I? Who am I? I am nobody.
Well, also, I think that it's going to be a very nice couple of days. You're still going to have a lot of uncertainty in you. Okay? As you regain your trust and faith in those close to you, including friends, I think that you will be back to the place where you were before all of this got, you know, shaken.
Okay.
Shaken, not stirred.
That's right, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred.
So, I think everything looks really good.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, I will say this. My dad was military, and not every military guy fools around or drinks, but my dad did that. And so as the oldest, I saw my mother suffer a lot. So my credo is I walk the line. You know, I never fool around with any other guys or, you know, someone that's partnered up. I would never touch them because I know how painful that can be. I've seen it growing up in a house that was, it caused a lot of pain. So if I have a woman friend around me that I smell is even doing that kind of thing, they're a kick to the curb. You know, I would just won't tolerate it because, you know, what I just said.
Well, remember, we women can be very sinister. Because we are literally fighting over men, just to put it out there.
But I don't,
and I think
women
love that.
I would never do something like that. I mean, there are 7 billion people on the planet, you know, and I wish I could line all this, you know, is it half men? I wish I could line them all up and go in a room and meet them all. I try
to on
the
dance floor. That would be a very, very big room.
Oh, my God. And something else to remember, they're all having discussions, but, you know, people that walk around wearing a cement overcoat, generally underneath that is a bowl full of Jello inside of them. They have so many emotions that they're scared to let them out. Oh, there's 8.1 billion.
People have had a lot of sex, Lisa, so it's actually up to 8 billion now.
Oh,
There's been a whole lot of banging going on since you last looked on the internet.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
They said yeah. they had more babies after that.
Bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
We're all bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
So anyway, I really think there's not going to be any more confrontations, you know. I think it's going to be good. Your next few days,
mm-hmm.
you please check in with us on the weekend.
Thank you.
Or whenever.
Thank you so much.
Never know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Anything else?
I just,
anything
you
else,
know,
anything
I,
else?
I'm just a little agitated toward her because, you know, 2 days in a row she brought it up, and I thought, you know, and I thought the second time, I thought, like I told you, I was a little bit more aggressive, and now I'm just really going to have to come out point blank.
As well you should.
I think you should. It's important to be understood.
It is. A lot of times, you know, there's a lot of, and like you said, the word understood, a lot of time it's a big misunderstanding that two people are on total different wavelengths, and when the people start talking, they're like, oh, crap, I thought this, and I thought this. Like, oh, well, Jesus, we're both dumbasses. Sometimes it's that simple. Sometimes
well, yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not, but sometimes it's like, well, God damn it, we should have had this conversation a long time ago.
And
type
the
of deal.
Thing is, too, when you rely a lot on messenger or texting, tone is super important. People tend to come across very abrupt. I learned this when I was
or lack thereof.
The newspaper.
Yeah. Emails, and texts.
Gotta be careful of.
Could not really give you any kind of feeling of any kind of tone, so you don't know. You think, well, that person doesn't care. Well, it doesn't mean that necessarily. Texts are like, I am fine. How are you? That
and
doesn't mean like they hate you or anything.
Here's like preconceived ideas. Okay, I personally and present company accepted. I personally felt like
I thought
people,
that was included.
No, that's accepted, not accepted.
Roger that. I am good old semantics.
I always thought people from the UK were very snotty and very egotistical. Like they're all.
And then she met them, and she thought, "Oh, she's right." No, just kidding. You know what? Every single country, state, neighborhood has every type of person. Snotty people, cool people, except the French. They all suck. But anyway, other than that, yeah.
I'm not real thrilled with the Middle Eastern
ones. Yeah, well, you know, the ones that on the news, but the ones that we meet here that are in business and stuff are very personable and friendly.
Oh, and if you go on, like, I went on International Cupid. Because, you know, I still am testing the waters to see if there's actually any good dating websites out there. You know, they say there's two reasons you do anything in life. One is the real reason, and the second is the one that sounds good. So anyway, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I want to say that there are some really pushy men. I'm talking Middle Eastern, Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, this is
yeah.
definitely a very, what do you call it, like a stereotypical opinion on my part. But those Middle Eastern men, you know what they start with? They say,
what?
Me to control you. You want me, yeah, you want me to overpower you. And I'm thinking, not on your best day, sailor. No.
I would say, how can you overpower me when you're a camel banger?
God, you get in trouble and you get thrown off the site. I don't want
I'm just saying, go back to your camels and your other guys that you pretend are women, whatever you do.
Then the others on there that are like from the UK, snotty, full of themselves, stuff like, I'm not going to cross the ocean for a date. And I'm saying, what I say to them, well, can't you be friends? You know, and they're like, why would I waste my time? And I'm thinking, oh my God. Yeah, you people.
Yeah.
And I wonder what
yeah.
the women are. Yeah. So anyway, okay. All right, we're going to swing back to.
Well, real quick, though, we have a card for Lisa. Subject.
Thank you.
Do it now. Do it now.
There you go, Lisa.
Now, it might be talking, adding to the population maybe, but I don't think so. It says, do it now. It says, don't put it.
No.
It says, don't put it off any longer. Have courage. Listen to your intuition for its guiding. It's the guiding voice of your soul. Listen to your intuition, basically. Do it now. Don't trust the gut.
So
it was a nice way of saying.
Think in terms
for what you're thinking about doing, yeah.
Speaking to these girlfriends, you know, you don't really know what somebody's intentions really are. And sometimes you got to smoke them out of the woods. So,
yeah.
But your next few days look very pleasant.
There you go.
Oh, nice. Great. Thank you.
It was just good news. No black bad things you see, so that means that's good.
Oh, yay.
All right, well,
thank you.
Lisa held for a long time.
God,
we appreciate that. Especially on alternate Wednesday, you got to hold a little bit longer and wait for the Facebookers. Speaking of which, thank you, Lisa. Thank you very much. And we shall be here again, and you shall call again, hopefully. But right now, we are opening the floor. Excuse me. God, all this carbon. I open a brand new can of soda. There's no alcohol in it, but it's so carbonated. It's just like instantly like, burp, burp, burp.
Well, don't start. Farting too,
it's not, you don't even get a chance, Deb. It's like as soon as I drink, I'm like burping up the bubbles. All right, Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, now you can take to the end of the show. You can do it.
Come along there, Sophia.
It's the middle of the week, so we can't just extend the show forever and never. I have to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
I'm working, man.
You have to run out and get tacos.
I have to go get food, and I have to get rid of this poaching some bitch.
Another one?
Another one. There you go. Who is it?
Here she comes.
Who is it?
Hello? Hello? Look at you.
The poacher went away before I could nail him.
Oh, boy.
Slick.
You have some hair there,
Slick.
Lady. You do.
I'm growing it out. So,
yeah. I'm trying to think. What celebrity female do people say you look like?
There it is.
Because I'm trying to think of her name, but especially with your hair getting longer, you look just like her. It'll come to me, and then I'll send you, I'll message you and tell you who it is. All right. What can we do for you? We haven't spoken to you in quite some time.
That has been many moons.
Yes, it has been a few moons. I've been to India, visiting my family.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, she's there for a long time.
You were there a long time,
which is cool. I mean, if you're going to go another part of the world, you might as well make it worthwhile, spend a lot of time there. That makes sense.
Yeah, I could not go for 15 days. I had to go for a whole month.
That's cool.
Because it would be too short otherwise, and it was still short. So,
I bet it was short, yeah.
So it was nice to be with family. I was there for 6 years, so it was long awaited.
Do they want you to come back home and move and live there?
No,
oh, that's
not really.
Okay.
Unless I want it. So,
okay.
No, but it was nice to be home, and I actually ran away from a very cold winter in Sweden, so I actually got it.
Good.
Oh,
I know. I saw Sophia was on the beach, and there were palm trees around. I mean, it looked really exotic and beautiful.
It's just beautiful. And I was coming back in, 2024, everyone.
That's right.
the extra day of the year, so happy leap day, everyone.
Well, that's right. That's right, Maldives. Half the people here, more than half, are already on the 29th of February, the folks.
Oh, on the 29th.
A lot of these folks that aren't in the United States that are over in Europe and stuff are already on the 29th leap year day. Leap year day for them.
On the 29th, a woman is, society allowed for her to propose to a man.
Yeah, that was way back in the day. That can happen anything now. International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome,
all right,
Suzanne.
What can I do for you?
This could be my free birthday. I'm not quite sure if you're on Sunday or Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
March 4th for her is Sunday for us. Remember, because she's ahead of the schedule. So
chances are I'll be here.
We don't know. But yeah,
birthdays are pretty good.
Yeah, she wants a pre. You're gonna get a pre birthday, right. And if we're on for the birthday, you get another one.
Particular question to add with that.
I think 2024 and business.
Yeah, there you go. She wants to know about the year and business. Because business is money, and money, unfortunately, is life.
Because it is my 24/7, and I love what I do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is really important. When you love your work, that love is full of gratitude as well. People don't realize how powerful gratitude really is. Seriously.
Yeah,
I'm opening up my hair. I normally straighten up my hair, and since I've been in India, it was so warm that I was used to keeping my hair up. I'm a bit of a disaster right now. So basically, I have curls.
Beautiful.
Curls.
You know, I was like 45, I had my hair black, kept it black.
Yep, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Seriously, men would come up to me and say, just have to tell you, your hair color is beautiful.
Yep, I like black.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Should I color my hair?
Do you?
That could be. I would love to color my hair.
Oh, you would?
Yes.
To go which direction?
Obviously not black.
Blonde? No.
No, I would say burgundy red. Like
you could do that. But I do it in a salon, so... You know,
yeah,
they do it right.
The women are like cars going to a paint shop. Oh, I think I'll have this color hair and this color hair.
I love your look, but yeah.
Nobody
but
likes freaking natural
one.
Hair color anymore. Nobody does that anymore.
I think it would be gorgeous on you, and before the style changes, it wouldn't hurt to explore that. Seriously.
Okay, well, do what you got to do.
Okay, well, Sophia, this is going to be a year of very high highs, like success in your work. I see you really moving forward. You have shared with me the plan you have for, and it's a big project, and I love it. And I'd do anything to be involved. You know, if I had unlimited funds, I would be just jetting around the world, you know, coming here, going there, going over there, that kind of thing. I'd be everywhere. And you are going to end up being everywhere. There's a man here that you may not have met yet, but he is bringing a super important key to your business. And he's a businessman. Do you get any, does it resonate for you? He's going to be a very good friend of yours. Very good. You know, I got to tell you, your hair is making you very sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very sexy.
You going to buy her an engagement ring soon?
Yes, I will. Maybe I'm the girl who's going to ask how much to marry me today. no, I'm kidding.
You're also going to have...
Everyone, don't go crazy in the comments.
Well, I've got dibs on Gerard Butler myself, but I might be too old.
You don't even watch his movies.
Oh, I do.
You watch like two of them, right?
Yes,
he's an action movie guy. You don't like action movies.
Oh, no. It's Tearjerker.
What movie?
P.S. I Love You.
I didn't know he did a Tearjerker.
He found out he was dying, and his wife was the woman you look from Million Dollar Baby. What's her name?
I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
The movie, Million Dollar Baby.
I thought.
Oh, that you did. Can you remember her name? I can't.
I'm not good with names. I'm sorry, but yeah.
I never saw it. I've heard the movie. I never saw it.
He knew he was going to die, and he set up these letters delivered to her.
No.
And in the end, his replacement was right there in front of her.
Oh, these.
Beautiful movie. He also did The Bounty Hunter with Jennifer Aniston, and she said in an interview, he's a wild man. One of the pictures that the paparazzi got was of her and him like down the hill a little bit, and his hand was on her butt ski, you know, grabbing her ass.
Suzanne said Julia Roberts was in that movie.
Julia Roberts.
It's maybe. A sad movie, Julia Roberts. Or maybe, I don't
maybe
know.
She was a sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't freaking know. I don't know.
Anyway, Jennifer Aniston, we know, took a tumble with Gerard. I don't see how you could not. She said in an interview he made her drink a lot. Mm-hmm. Right.
So does Sophia have a cards down on the table at all?
She does. Yes. And I said, you're going to have very high highs. You're going to get more exposure. And once you launch your project, whoa, look out. Look out. It's going to make you wealthy, very financially secure, and you are going to bring livelihood to people that join up with you. So the other...
Actually, I just celebrated 181 members in my group now. So
oh, my
it's a
God.
Community.
Yes. Wonderful, hon. It really does. I do want to say, though, that there are lows.
Yes.
There's a big low coming for you. It's coming in the form of, it looks like grief and sadness, the loss. And how is your father doing?
So unfortunately, I lost a friend while I was in India. So,
But you said this is coming, though.
Yeah, this
in the cards. This is not bad. This is coming.
More heartfelt, even.
This is yet to pass. This has yet to pass yet.
Who's not been well.
Or somebody maybe we don't know.
You have a boyfriend who misses you. He wants.
Which one?
Don't you love it? I love this earth. It's that is such a great song. I love that.
Well, I do that when she said which one, so it sounded like your lot, so I had to do that.
She's watching. It's so cute. Well, it's like holding his phone and just can't make up his mind. He's really hesitating. It might be the one that you were dating when I first met you, and that didn't work out at that time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've said this before, so here we go with the sweeping generalization, folks. I've said before, 90% of guys come back. They realize, well, first they go away, and they think, I can replace her. She means nothing to me, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, they start to miss you, and then they really miss you. And then they realize, hey, I really was a, what do you call it, jackwad?
Yes, because all women on earth are jewels.
The good ones are.
Yes, okay, all right.
And this one wants to come back and get another chance, which is a decision you'll have to make. He does seem to have a good heart, but I think he's... mature, in terms of maturity, I think he's still not mature enough to be with you. What else? Just things are going to go so magnificently for you that you're going to wonder what's going to happen that's going to be bad. It's not that kind of year for you. This is a year of expansion. And you know they say that 3 out of 4 businesses fail because they expand too quickly. In your case, I'm not seeing that. You are bringing words of comfort and support, and what is the other word I'm hearing? And like rejuvenation to people that need it, that really need it badly. So,
thank you so much.
Your cards are beautiful. And there's one for you too.
I have an angel card, healing angel card. Subject is heart and soul. When making your decision, take into account what your heart and soul are saying. Sometimes the mind can deceive us. Choose through love, not fear.
Wow, I like that.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
beautiful.
You are such a precious.
Well, I'm glad she charged up her phone so she was able to get in at the end of the show. Yep.
Regular. I love when you join us, and I know you're busy, and it's late.
It's Or early, depending on how you look at it.
I'm actually having owl night where I stay up a little bit longer.
Oh, you do?
And I just opened my diary, and I actually have the world map in front of me, and I was actually writing South Africa.
Oh, my goodness. I think
they would love it. I love that you're going to UK. I would love to come and visit you there.
Well, you people on the other side of the
people
in other continents are far more open to metaphysics, to, you know, the spirituality, things like that. We're over here. I don't know what it is. We're just haters. You know, I don't know.
Hate is a strong word.
Well, maybe not haters, but they, I don't know. It's like how they feel about Eastern medicine, which is terrible. They'd rather have all these chemical drugs here, you know, instead of practicing, you know, the good things in life. Homeostasis, letting your body heal itself.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, honey, I'll be in touch with you.
If
we don't get to hear from you, please have a very blessed birthday.
That's true, but there's a lot of days in between, so hopefully we will.
Oh, honey, you are so
I will ask Terry Sue to come and celebrate my birthday in Sweden.
Oh, she would love that.
She's a lot closer than we are.
Yeah,
yes, it's a true statement.
She wanted me to invite her for my wedding, but, you know, that's a little bit further away.
You could hop right over there.
Hippity, hoppity, hippity, hoppity.
Oh, it's just 3 days.
I think that's wonderful. I do. Well, thank you, honey. We love you. Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye, Jindal.
Thanks. We're glad you charged up your phone so you could get a call in before the show was over. That was well planned. Well planned.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
The godsend, I'll tell you.
See, that's why she charged her phone. She was thinking
of calling in.
She knew that would not fly 14% plugged in or not, so that's cool. She planned it well. She did well.
Well, I have to tell you, I may have said it last night, but I made, what they call corned beef cabbage, with a really great Irish recipe.
It's still not on sale yet. That'll be next week.
Oh, my God. I love that stuff.
I checked the flyers.
I could just eat it for days.
It is pretty tasty. Pretty tasty. But like I say, one, it'll be going on massively on sale in about a week, and you'll have to clear some freezer space so you can freeze a bunch of it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, it's time to wrap up the Blog Talkers. We extended the show really a long time, for a weekday, a long time. So.
And to those who are still hanging in, we'll see you. What does that mean?
Pick song, any song.
Oh, well, I don't know. You like the...
Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa, good night, sweetheart, good night.